Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
If I get home on Christmas Day, I won't need soft words to say. I miss you and I can stay a while. You'll see it in my eyes when I smile.
And good morning, everyone. It's the Wake Up Crew. That's right. We're here live on your Christmas, December 5th. Yeah, we're only 20 days away from Christmas. This is episode 1802. 20 days, as we mentioned, till Christmas. Last day of the fall semester is Thursday, December 11th. MTSU graduation is December 13th. Check out our high school sports schedule on WGNSSports.com. Big championship game on the way tomorrow. And we want to let you know that we're powered by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Start your morning right, swing through, and sip something amazing at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Choose from 20,000 plus ways to make your favorite drink, coffee, tea, smoothies, and energy drinks. They'll do anything. They'll put it all together. They've got it all. 7 Brew, where every cup comes with a smile. Locations are in Murfreesboro and Smyrna and expanding throughout Middle Tennessee. So there you go. I could use a cup of coffee right now.
Me too.
You have coffee.
Well, that's true.
But didn't have time this morning.
Not a 7 Brew coffee, though.
No. You just got regular coffee. You're an outcast.
Kind of hooked on their double espresso mocha. Sugar-free.
Sugar-free. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat they've got that.
Yep.
Yeah, because that would automatically put me out, just the fact that it's not sugar-free. A lot of things going on today. Of course, the big thing today, it's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yes, sir, it is Friday. Big plans today. Got to go do a little football game, then we'll be back. So, yeah, Monday. I guess we'll be back Monday, won't we?
Yeah, we'll be back Monday. It rolls around every weekend, doesn't it?
Did we have a coach's show?
Not this week.
Not this week, okay.
We will the 13th and then the 20th.
All right.
We've got some basketball tonight. So, I can't remember if you were.
Who scheduled that?
Let's see. Bill's going to be with me tonight, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Good. I'm glad you're doing a game.
Yeah.
You're hard on yourself.
Smyrna versus Central Magnet.
You're just scheduling all these games and...
Well.
For the American public, right?
The American public. We've got a 3-game week next week. And the next. What in the world?
What are you doing? Jeez, man.
Well, it's 3 counting football this week, too, so.
Yeah, what are you doing? I've got two games this week. Wow.
After the 18th, it'll be 2026 before we have our next one.
So you're trying to get in a lot of games now.
Well, there's some good matchups. Riverdale and Eagleville will be playing. MTCS and PCA, that's a district game. Stewart's Creek and Lebanon.
We're getting a lot of different teams in, too.
Mm-hmm. That's Rockdale, Mount Juliet, Oakland Beach.
That's good. That's good.
I think we touched just about close to everybody.
Yeah.
That'll be our second Eagleville game.
So what have you asked for Christmas? For you.
My daughter always asks me, and I say, peace and tranquility.
That's not going to get you much.
It's never happened.
No, you need to ask for something else.
Well, I feel bad about asking. You know, they're trying to everybody's always trying to save money, and I don't need anything.
You're a man who has everything.
Well, I'd rather them spend it on themselves.
That's what I say. That's what I say. What a good attitude to have for Christmas, Brian.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't get you anything. I haven't gotten you anything for 28 years.
Yeah, every now and then you'd come up with something.
Yeah, I think I have. Actually, I have done a little something. Yeah.
I got you a pen.
That's for work.
Well, you can use it for anything, John.
I'm just looking forward to my box of cordial cherries.
Oh, is that what you want?
Oh, yeah. Get the one, the 2022 brand. I don't want to go too close.
Vintage.
Yeah. 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies, light winds, and highs top out near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Winds remain light. Patchy fog could redevelop in spots. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, partial sunshine possible at times as highs approach 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill. Spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Same for winter tough. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a hat trick type of night in the NFL for Jahmyr Gibbs.
Goff up under center, single back Gibbs. They give it to Jahmyr. Running outside. Got a blocker. Down to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Wave to him. He's gone, baby. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Tristan Cologne with a nice block to help spring him. 13 yards, and the Lions can double up their lead with the extra point.
You heard it all on the Ticket Lions Radio Network. They defeated the Cowboys 44-30, and Gibbs had 12 carries for 43 yards, 3 touchdowns, plus 7 catches for 77 yards. He has now scored 47 career touchdowns and has tied Barry Sanders for the most touchdowns in a player's first 3 NFL seasons. In the NBA, the Lakers walked it off on a 3-point shot from Rui Hachimura to defeat the Raptors 123-120. The 76ers survived 99-98 against the Warriors, and in the NHL, the Islanders outscored the Avalanche 6-3.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Well, if you haven't had your 7 Brew coffee yet, go by before you go to work if you have time.
Thompson Lane or in Smyrna, Sam Ridley?
It's not too late. You've got time to get the kids to school, but please drive carefully out there. And school right now is, everybody is anticipating dismissal on the 18th. I guess is it the 18th or 19th? I think it's a half day. Maybe the 19th.
Let's see. 19th is a half day.
Yeah, yeah. So I know some people going to New York. Some of my family going to New York.
New York.
Well, it'd be New York, New York, something like that.
Well,
yeah.
There's a different song. Oh. That was the Jay-Z song from yesterday.
Anyway, yeah. They're going to go see sights, going to go to a musical, I think, a play or something. So there was their Christmas present from me.
Well, how sweet.
Yeah.
Pop-Pop, or Papa. I'm Pop-Pop, sorry.
I guess I need to wear my cap more often, or you'll know who I am.
Well, I know who you are.
Do you get labeled by that? You know, I go into games at Eagleville, and everybody at Eagleville knows me as Papa. Mm. They don't know my name. Some of them don't even know my name. Hey, Papa.
Not yet. I'm sure that'll happen.
Well, if you get a pop-up, what is it?
Pop-Pop.
Get a Pop-Pop hat.
Yeah.
Then you'll be recognized as Pop-Pop.
They still are Dalton, at least.
Now, what if she...
Just Pop.
What if she comes up and says, doo-doo?
Well, I guess I'll be doo-doo.
Do-rag or whatever. You know what I mean?
I'll be do-rag.
That's way... Most of the time you get... Now, I call my parents, my grandparents, grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Well...
Teach his own.
I tried to do something short that I think she'll be able to pick up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, saying like granddaddy, that, I mean, she's going to have to be older to do that.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with Pop.
I hope she didn't say like something like dummy or something, you know. Casey Grover is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor today for helping to repair a home project with skill and efficiency. Casey Grover is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And don't forget, our Good Neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference in our community.
Well, that is great and wonderful for the Good Neighbor of the day. We appreciate Casey and what Kaysen has done. So if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, it could be for anything. They could just help you out, take your garbage in and out, whatever. Nominate that person as good neighbor of the day. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. And the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor recognition brought to you by our friends there, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring those who make a difference in our community. Well, it's bathtub party day.
What?
Bathtub party day.
I recline on that one, okay? I'm just going to let you know right now, I will not be coming to bathtub party day.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Even though the federal government shutdown is over, staffing issues continue for some of the nation's airports, including the Air Traffic Control Center that oversees Nashville. The Federal Aviation Administration posted a ground delay for flights coming into the Music City Thursday due to staffing. The delays lasted well past midnight with an average of 62 minutes. BNA encourages travelers to check the status of their flights directly with their airline before heading to their respective airports. Those delays have corrected this morning. U.S. Marshals have arrested 30-year-old Jamie Carlos Thomas, accused of assaulting a Georgia State trooper during a November 25th traffic stop. Trooper Rachel Iverson suffered minor injuries before Thomas fled. Marshals tracked him from Georgia to East Tennessee, locating him Wednesday at a Love's truck stop in Lenore City. Thomas was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Loudoun County Jail as a fugitive from justice. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
Be careful on slick roads today, especially in areas north of I-40. Slick spots could remain following a wintry mix overnight. Several school districts delayed classes this morning, especially around the Cumberland Plateau. The good news, it's on its way out. Highs jump above freezing mid-morning. It should melt away anything we have on the ground. The National Weather Service says conditions will be drier as the weekend approaches. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
And it's 627 here on the Wake Up Crew, powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kids waiting on Santa, houses wrapped in light. MTE keeps those Christmas memories glowing year after year. Happy holidays from your friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Yeah! I have so far taped 22 Hallmark movies, Christmas movies. I really get into those when it gets around Christmas Eve, around that time. A lot of people are sitting around and they don't really want to have the TV off, but they can have a Hallmark movie on. They can know how it's going to end and they can still have conversation. A lot of times we just sit there and make fun of it. But anyway.
What is the, let's see. Oh. I was wondering what the, usually Netflix has a Christmas movie out every year.
Yeah, they've got some good ones. They do have some good ones.
But I mean, they...
Lindsay Lohan's got a good Christmas movie of all people on Netflix.
Well, I thought that they came out with one every year, but I guess not.
They've got a Great American Christmas 2 on the other station. So you
White
get your
Christmas
choice.
Christmas 2, yeah. Maybe that's it. There's 28 Christmas movies to stream through the holidays from Netflix. They have their own list. But I thought that they came out with one every year, but apparently not.
Well, they've got a few out there. I don't know if they're new. They may, but they've got a few out there. It's time for our song of the day. We have one every day, and here's what's on the board today.
Christmas time.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
Sounds like Eartha Kitt.
So hurry down the chimney.
It's the original, I believe.
Yeah, Eartha Kitt. Santa baby.
Santa baby.
Oh, okay. I got kind of into the music there. Christmas Eve, you're going to have kids. You're going to have the kids at your house on Christmas Eve?
No.
No. What happens at the Barrett's? Because it's always different.
I don't know. After the success of having Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving, we may do Christmas after Christmas.
Oh, okay. Like that's what my family does.
The
we
weekend
do it,
after Christmas.
Yeah, we do it. We do it like on that Monday, because everybody's off. So
now I'll see Dalton and the family at the Christmas Eve service at church. But I don't know. We talked about doing it the Sunday before, but I'm not so sure that the Sunday after might not be better. Things are a little slower during that time. You know,
people
are
still off.
I mean, yeah,
you know. Yeah, we do it always the Monday after the Christmas week. Mm-hmm. We do it that next Monday. We have a brunch, we have a breakfast, and have it at my niece's house, and that's always a good time. So,
our leftover Thanksgiving worked out pretty good. It's a little less pressure, you know. You mm-hmm. gotten through the holiday, and then
I think they're more fired up about it too because they've had everything.
And it's something to look forward to that's a little later.
Right, right.
And it's not like you don't see them around Christmas. So, I don't know.
I think the Barretts are doing it the right way.
I just try to be flexible because I know that Dalton with Megan's family and then Bobby with Jeffrey's family, and they have like three Christmases and Thanksgivings to go to. And just work out their schedule. Plus, you know, with a baby, you're trying to figure out your own Christmas and what you want to do as tradition and that kind of thing, and kind of settle in on that.
And you have to realize there'll be some Christmases the baby will be sick. So you'll have to make adjustments to that too. So, I mean, it's all good.
But I know that we wanted to always, stay close to home, because there's nothing worse than Christmas Day. You get your gifts and then say, okay, now we've got four places to go to on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Kids hated that. Yeah. We did it 1 year.
Well, you want to play with your stuff and your kids. Yeah. All right. It's time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1792, George Washington was reelected as the U.S. president. 1848, U.S. President James K. Polk triggers the gold rush of 1849 by confirming a gold discovery in Atlanta. They're gold in their heels.
Yep.
1908, the first U.S. football uniform with numerals used.
Thank you.
Well,
just fix them, make them right.
1973, Paul McCartney and Wings released the album Band on the Run.
Band on the Run.
I don't know what that attempt was. It's
I was thinking of the next one.
2001, Ocean's 11, directed by Steven Soderbergh, starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt, premieres in Westwood, California. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not did-a-did-a-did-a-did-a-did-a. That's how you do water. And, let's see. 2017, Twitter reveals K-pop boy band BTS were the most tweeted about celebrities in 2017. Didn't they have to go to the army or something? Or
yes.
Serve time?
They're required to serve. Every male is required to serve.
So they'll be back, I guess. Stay tuned. 6:33 is our time.
This is CBS Rewind.
December 5th. 1968. The Rolling Stones released the album Beggar's Banquet that same day. Graham Nash quit the Hollies because the band wanted to do an album of Bob Dylan songs. This date in 1975. The self-titled album Fleetwood Mac went gold in the U.S. And December 5th, 2005, Valerie Bertinelli files for divorce from Van Halen guitarist Eddie Van Halen. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies, light winds, and highs top out near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Winds remain light. Patchy fog could redevelop in spots. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, partial sunshine possible at times as highs approach 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
Good morning. It's been pretty quiet out here so far on the major interstate routes. Now it has picked up in a couple of spots down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County, headed on over into Hermitage, trying to develop some traffic volume southbound on 65 at Trinity Lane. No surprise there really for this time of the morning. That's only going to get heavier coming down through Madison on 65 going southbound. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time. Traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
In just a few weeks, we'll be celebrating our 79th anniversary as WGNS continues to encourage you to shop local. Oh, maybe you're new to the community and would like to learn more about our local history. Head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse, this Saturday morning, anytime between 9 o'clock and noon. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society are there to share local history, and it's all free, including the coffee and donuts. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. You've heard us talking about Greenhouse Ministries. They need volunteers. Everything is done with volunteer help. Learn more about being a volunteer at Greenhouse Ministries. Come by every Wednesday afternoon at 2 or every Thursday morning at 10. And if those times don't fit, they also meet on the last Saturday morning of each month at 9 o'clock. Greenhouse Ministries at 307 South Academy Street. Now don't forget, the Smyrna Christmas Parade is at 2 o'clock this Sunday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Be careful out there driving. We've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at almost 7 o'clock this morning. Brian will have hour number 2 of the Wake Up Crew. And we'll also have celebrity birthdays here in just a few minutes as well. All that coming up. But first things first, it's time for our dad joke of the day. Yesterday, a thumbs up. Thought it was very well done. And let's see if we can end the week on a positive note.
You know, if liars' pants really did catch on fire,
really,
watching the news would be a lot more fun.
You liked that, didn't you?
Well,
you did. You smiled after it.
It's just
it kind of took my attention away from the what I was hearing, but because you were so like almost giggling. But I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I don't think it was as good as yesterday's, but obviously you did.
But how true would that be?
Yeah, that's true. It is a true statement. So I guess I got to give you the benefit of the doubt.
We'd need more firefighters.
Thumbs up. All right. That's the dad joke of the day. We got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us out there, and we're going to try to brighten up your morning.
CBS News Brief. Breaking news from the movie and streaming business. A joint statement says Netflix will acquire Warner Brothers Discovery for almost $83 billion. Another alleged U.S. strike on a drug boat as a Navy commander defends his order for a second deadly strike in the Caribbean. Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton seen the video.
I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs
bound for the United States, back over so they could stay in the fight.
The Supreme Court gives Texas the go-ahead on a redrawn districts that favor Republicans. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The court is just saying, okay, essentially, these are the maps that will be used for the midterm election.
A polar vortex has temps plunging. CBS's Tom Hansen in 17-degree New York.
I can't feel my fingers. Look, we had some record lows overnight, and as we look ahead to today with the wind chill, some cities are going to feel like they're in the negative teens.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A dramatic rescue on Interstate 24 near Murfreesboro punctuated an otherwise tragic Thanksgiving weekend on Tennessee roads. The Tennessee Highway Patrol reported 8 fatal crashes and over 200 injury-related incidents across the state. Michael Lessery, who was driving home through Rutherford County, spotted a vehicle engulfed in flames and did not hesitate to act. Quote, the flames were plenty high. It was already working its way towards the windshield, Lessery said. He rushed to the vehicle and found a man collapsing beside it. Quote, I'm just telling him to focus on me, talk to me, don't go to sleep, and don't close your eyes, end quote. Emergency crews transported the man to a nearby hospital. While his condition remains undisclosed, Lessery's selfless actions are being praised across social media. Still, he humbly states, I think I did what any good human should do. Meanwhile, in Smyrna, a beloved local institution is preparing to say goodbye. Hickory Falls Restaurant, a fixture on Sam Ridley Parkway for 21 years, will permanently close its doors on December 27th as its founders retire. In an open letter, owners Peter Kays and Mark Robbins, as well as Paul Kays, thank the Murfreesboro community for decades of support. Known for its inviting atmosphere and comfort food, Hickory Falls has hosted countless milestone moments for Rutherford County families. The owners praise their dedicated staff and encourage guests to stop by before the final day, especially if holding gift cards. They close their message with a heartfelt thanks, saying, "You've been our extended family." That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Sing, we're winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro. This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Be careful on the roads today, especially in areas north of I-40. Slick spots could remain following that wintry mix overnight. Several school districts delayed classes today, especially around the Cumberland Plateau. The good news is it's on its way out, according to forecasters. Highs jump above freezing mid-morning and should melt away anything we have on the ground. The National Weather Service says conditions will be drier as the weekend approaches. Middle Tennessee State University is confirming the shooting death of one of their professors. This happened in DeKalb County after a woman was found shot early Thursday along Smithville Highway near Captain's Point Road. Authorities say 41-year-old Ashley McKenzie, the professor, was discovered in the roadway with gunshot wounds, her own loaded handgun beside her. A 27-year-old man at the scene is cooperating with investigators, and his firearm was also recovered. The TBI is on the case, and no charges have been filed as of this report, as authorities work to determine what happened. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
In Inglewood's 37216 zip code, neighbors are invited to compete in the local Jinglewood Holiday Lights Contest. The friendly event coordinated by three local real estate agents has doubled in size since last year, now featuring 30 decorated homes. Signups have been extended through Friday with maps going out Saturday. You can tour the displays and vote online December 12th through 18th with winners announced about that time. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is 6:48, and we're going to talk a little bit about the top toys you could buy for Christmas. Now, do grant, it's a little late for us to be doing this, but you never know. Somebody may be looking for something, and you go, wow, the guys on the Wake Up Crew, they told me about a toy that we can buy. Very popular for $19.98. You can get a education solar power robot toy.
I want a drone.
Well, that would be a neat gift. An instant print camera for kids, $20.99. Makes the picture right there. How about a DDAI arts and craft friendship bracelet making kit for girls? Now, don't laugh at that, because girls are into that. They love to make bracelets.
My daughter did it.
Yeah. $29 for that one. A wooden letter piggy bank for kids. Like you can get like UT or whatever, or Vandy. That's $14.97. Let's see. A fidget. You remember the fidget? You know where you can...
like little spinners and
yeah,
stuff.
$16.79. Foam airplane stocking stuffers, $8.87.
See, all of this stuff sounds like it's for kids, but like a fidget spinner, Dalton probably will get one.
Yeah, he'd love those foam airplanes too.
He found a little gun that shoots those.
I know, we had it in the studio.
Oh, that's
the other
right.
Morning.
I forgot.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Boy, arts and crafts are big this year. Nail art pens for painting nails.
I need one of those.
You know, you can get in those little, like in your fingernails, you can get in those little cracks and get the fingernails painted. Lego Christmas table decoration building toy for kids.
Do you know that men have theirs done, fingernails done, like painted? A lot of them will do a clear coat on their fingernails.
Why?
It's supposed to keep them from cracking and breaking off and that kind of
thing. A lot of people do it to keep you from biting them.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
There's
do you do that?
No. DeFantix color changing markers for kids. That's $18.99. These are all reasonably stuff, and most of them are stocking stuffers here.
Is the Pentel Energel 1.0 pen on there?
No. And it doesn't have WGNSradio.com on them either.
Well.
Let's see. I think that's about it. Let's see. I just can't get over how many are for arts and crafts. I guess times have changed.
Well, it's either that or they're on their phone.
Yeah. And kids will get phones and kids will get other things like that.
Electronics.
Yeah, video stuff. Yeah. So I'd like to have an iPad.
At what age did your grandchildren get phones?
Middle school? Seventh grade.
Yeah.
The start of the seventh grade.
Mm.
Yeah.
We did, I think both of them got theirs in sixth grade, just because when you start middle school, that's when the after-school activities start and different things, and they're doing more.
You know, you would think, because you've met Allie Grace, she's real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But she had gotten her phone taken away from her more times than anybody for smarting off to her mother.
Uh-oh.
I mean, more than any time. Mia, who talks all the time, and you would think, get her phone taken up. But she's the second child.
Oh.
You know, the second child gets away with a little bit more. Like, that's what's wrong with you. You were like the eighth child. And by that time, you're like a grandkid. You know, hey, we're gonna spoil him.
I came 10 years later than any of my brothers.
So by that time, you know, it's just another one. Just give him what he wants. You know.
That never happened.
Let him wear a Wonder Man costume, whatever. I don't know. Just let him do his own thing.
I had to entertain myself.
Yeah, you did do that. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
Oh, that's not right. Here we go.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
By the way, don't get me a nail painting kit, okay? I'm not going to paint my nails.
I think you would look good with red
nails. No, no. There are guys that are doing that now.
Yeah.
Birthday, 1782, Martin Van Buren, the 8th U.S. president. Born in Kinderhook, New York.
Van Buren County, Tennessee, named after him.
That's right. 1839, George Armstrong Custer, United States Army officer and cavalry commander in the American Civil War and the American Indians War, born in Ohio.
And has a drink around Christmas, right? No, that's Custer. Never mind.
That's boiled custard. Folks, I could probably do this show by myself, really. I mean, I think it would be okay. 1901, Walt Disney was born, American animator. Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh.
Co-founder of Walt Disney Company, Walt Disney World.
And then he created Minnie Mouse.
Yes. Well, Mickey had to have a Minnie.
Yeah.
1932, Little Richard, American singer, songwriter, and rock and roll pioneer. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, I can do this show alone. All right, here are the birthdays around here. Today, Carly Healy, Jason Ayers, Rob Joyner, Bob Bucciano, Stacey Harrison, and Bobby Stacey. Tomorrow, Michael Fowler, Harrison Bankston, Brett Patterson, Jay Robertson, Ron Byerson, and Cindy Norman.
Well, those are the names we have right now, but you can call or text and add those for December 5th or the 6th. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
655, let's take our last look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies, light winds, and highs top out near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, winds remain light, patchy fog could redevelop in spots. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, partial sunshine possible at times as highs approach 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. Pretty serious wreck there at 2nd and 4th, right when you come off I-40. That's blocked up pretty good. It's moving better, however, here in Brentwood on 65 southbound at Concord Road. Still a little bit of rubbernecking as people drive by that earlier wreck again south of Nashville. It's building I-40 coming in through the Mount Juliet area right now, headed towards Hermitage westbound on I-40. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way.
every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
What do you like most about Adams Place?
My apartment. I love my apartment. It's roomy and I've got lots of books and I've got room for everything and my little dog likes it, so we're happy in my apartment.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
The people are nice. Everybody that works here I have found it. They're really nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
CBS Entertainment, Quentin Tarantino not making friends after going after Paul Dano.
I'm giving you a chance.
Creepy stuff there as the Riddler and the Batman. This week, Quentin called Paul weak sauce on a podcast. Now the Batman director Matt Reeves coming to bat for Paul on X, calling him an incredible actor and an incredible person.
It's like in the great stories, Mr. Frugal.
And if you've got $100,000 lying around, well, we've got a story for you. That's the expected cost at a British auction for the writing desk of J.R.R. Tolkien, the legendary author of the Lord of the Rings books, the very desk where much of those works were conceived. It goes up for auction December 11th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Yeah, get you another cup of coffee, and if you're driving through, go buy 7 Brew. How about that?
That's good stuff. I like that.
Yeah, Brian. And Kason Grover's today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for helping to repair a home project with skill and efficiency. Kason Grover will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and Jenny Harrison and WGNS. Our Good Neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference in our community.
You can send in a good neighbor to us by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. And a quick reminder that you can send in your birthday and anniversary announcements. You got about a half an hour to get those in for today, the 5th, tomorrow, the 6th. Again, 615-893-1450 is the number. It's the Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big G TV. Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
U.S. strike off South America.
Last night on a boat in the Pacific that killed 4 people.
D.C. pipe bomb suspect.
We do not know if he was inspired by some kind of ideology.
Republican map prevails in Texas.
5 other states have already adopted new congressional maps.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Pentagon announces a new U.S. attack on an alleged drug boat, this time killing 4 people in the eastern Pacific. It comes as Admiral Mitch Bradley, the top naval officer involved in the effort, appeared in Washington to defend one attack that critics have labeled a war crime. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Admiral Mitch Bradley was summoned to the Capitol Thursday to clear up questions about that controversial second strike on a suspected drug boat back in September. After the closed-door briefings, lawmakers from both sides agreed Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth did not give the order to, quote, kill them all, as reported by the Washington Post. But that's where the agreement seemed to end.
What I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service. You have 2 individuals in clear distress without any means of locomotion with a destroyed vessel who were killed by the United States.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton saw something else.
I saw two survivors trying to flip a boat loaded with drugs down for the United States, back over, so they could stay in the fight.
A decorated former Navy SEAL, Bradley made the call to hit the alleged drug boat with four missiles in all. A source familiar with the matter tells CBS News the decision came as survivors were climbing back onto the boat, trying to salvage some of the drugs, and appeared to be communicating with other boats in the vicinity.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the latest this morning on the arrest made in connection with two pipe bombs planted in Washington, D.C. the day before the 2021 Capitol attack.
FBI agents and police making an arrest they've been pursuing for nearly 5 years. 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr. They say Cole is the man who placed pipe bombs outside the Capitol Hill headquarters of the DNC and RNC January 5th, 2021. The night before the January 6th attack by Trump supporters on the Capitol.
Fortunately, these bombs did not explode, although they certainly could have.
An FBI affidavit alleges purchase records show Cole bought components of the bombs, batteries, steel wool, and a kitchen-style timer in 2019 and 2020. And court filings say forensic evidence shows Cole's cell phone was in the Capitol Hill area at the time the bombs were placed. Despite a $500,000 reward and years of soliciting tips and conducting interviews, the Department of Justice said it was not new evidence that broke the case open.
We were able to use our tools and build evidence that's usable in a court of law.
Warner Brothers Discovery has announced it's agreed to sell its streaming and studio assets to Netflix in a deal that's valued at close to $83 billion. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing a congressional map drawn up by Republicans to take hold in Texas. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The court said that Texas could use their new redistricting plan in next year's election, despite a lower court's ruling that that map was discriminating on the basis of race. The Supreme Court disagreed with that and said that the emergency request for Texas for quick action was justified because the primary elections are coming up in March.
Luigi Mangione, accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is due back in court today. Yesterday, prosecutors released photos that appear to show items Mangione had on him when he was arrested, including a phony ID. There's word a grand jury has failed to indict New York Attorney General Letitia James. Earlier, a judge had dismissed a previous mortgage fraud prosecution encouraged by President Trump. Well, there's bitter cold this morning in much of the U.S. as Arctic air has dropped in from the north, affecting millions, some readings in the single digits or below zero. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
The wind chills in the east are no joke this morning. It was really, really cold in places like Boston and Cleveland. -3 in Boston, -7 right now, it feels like in Syracuse, 2 degrees in Chicago.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A federal vaccine advisory committee voted to delay a decision on whether newborns should still get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born.
The vote was delayed over confusion concerning the voting language. This is the second time that a vote on the recommendation for this vaccine has been delayed, the first time back in September. The panel's Dr. Robert Malone.
We're not here to reach quick conclusions. We're here to reach accurate ones.
For decades, the government has advised that all babies be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. The panel could vote to change the vaccine schedule. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
To New Orleans now and the latest on the new federal immigration sweep that's taking place there.
Customs and Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino says he has hundreds of agents across the New Orleans metro area to enforce immigration laws. One video a neighbor took during Thursday's operations shows children sobbing in front of an apartment building in a neighborhood about 20 minutes outside New Orleans as masked agents carrying long guns take away a man in an unmarked car. Someone is heard saying, quote, "They took the dad." Katie Weiss, CBS News, New Orleans.
First Lady Melania Trump lit the national Christmas tree in Washington last night with help from the president.
3, 2, 1.
President Trump will be involved later today when soccer's World Cup holds its draw for countries that will participate in next year's event in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell says FIFA, the sport's ruling body, has drawn up a peace prize for the occasion.
There's much speculation about why he's being named and why this peace prize was presented this year. The FIFA president has mentioned in the past he believes President Trump deserved the Nobel Peace Prize.
Basketball legend Michael Jordan is set to testify today in a federal antitrust case against NASCAR. The NBA Hall of Famer co-owns one of two racing teams suing NASCAR, claiming it operates as a monopoly. Another NBA legend who's still playing had a streak broken last night. For 40-year-old LeBron James, 1,297 straight regular season games scoring in double figures. He had 8 in the Lakers' win over the Raptors and is still shaking off rust after an injury.
Yeah, I'm still getting in a rhythm. This is my, what, sixth game?
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
A KFC tale in the pursuit of flavor. The holidays were tricky for the Colonel. He loved people, but he also loved peace and quiet. So he cooked up KFC's $4.99 chicken pot pie. Warm, flaky, with savory sauce and vegetables. It's a tender, chicken-filled excuse to get some time to yourself and step away from decking the halls, whatever that means. The Colonel lived so we could chicken. KFC's chicken pot pie, the best $4.99 you'll spend this season.
Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Thank you, Steve Kaffin. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies, light winds, and highs top out near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, winds remain light, patchy fog could redevelop in spots, lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, partial sunshine possible at times as highs approach 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. It's actually moving a little bit better now on 65 southbound at Concord Road, trying to get down through that section of Williamson County from that earlier crash. It has improved quite a bit there at 2nd and 4th there at I-40 from that earlier collision we had. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic now coming down Vietnam Vets westbound at Conference Drive. All that traffic coming in from Hendersonville, making your way there out of Sumner County into Davidson County on Vietnam Vets. When you need dependable towing for that car or that big truck, call the professional. Nationals STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
It is the Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. 20,000 flavor combos to mix and match. Everybody will find their favorite at 7 Brew in Murfreesboro on Thompson Lane, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway, or just off Sam Ridley. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday morning edition of the Wake Up Crew. Christmas time is here. Not only are we celebrating that, of course, this the next few weeks, but we always celebrate Fridays.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
You guys are jerks.
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey!
It's Friday.
Finally, Friday, and we just get closer and closer to Christmas, friends. Christmas is just 20 days away. Indeed. This is episode? It's episode 1802 of the Wake Up Crew. Brian and John here with you on this December 5th. There's so much going on this weekend. We're going to tell you a little bit about what's happening this weekend after we talk about, present to you today's song of the day. It's all Christmas songs through Christmas, and here's a classic.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Little Santa baby, does this Christmas music kind of get you in the mood for Christmas?
Yeah, I like upbeat, though.
Yeah.
It's a little slow for me, but I like the upbeat stuff.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time, you know.
Yeah.
It gets me going.
Yeah. I get it. Boy, what a busy weekend. We've got basketball tonight, football tomorrow, state championship game. Doesn't get much better than that. Rutherford County has had such a nice long run. This is 28 years in a row, a team that's been at least in the semifinals. 31 out of the last 32 years. It's been crazy. But looking forward to that. And, of course, then our full attention turns to basketball, although we've done several games so far.
Well, have we?
Yeah. John, today, you know, we're actually broadcasting on Big GTV, the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade, on the 14th. And I hope folks will plan to go to the parade. The Christmas parade is for those, you know, if they can't make it, busy, maybe that kind of thing, want to watch it. And also for the people who are in the parade, they don't get to watch it. We've done the parade so many times. I've never watched. This will be the first parade that I've gotten to watch all of it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know, and so it's kind of a way for you to go back and watch. And
well, you got kids that want to see themselves on TV and bands
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we're going to plan to run that parade and the Smyrna parade and some other things on the channel. So it'll be kind of cool to see. But today is the last day to sign up for the Christmas parade.
Yipes.
Today.
Did we sign up?
No.
I mean, do they know we're coming?
Yes.
Oh. And they've got spots for us.
Well, we're making our own spot.
Oh,
I
no.
think.
Oh, boy.
But
I'm a little nervous about all of this.
Well, I mean, they've got other things to worry about. They're not worried about what we do.
I mean, do we need to get there 3 hours early, or?
There is a semblance of a plan.
I think a golf cart would be nice.
Well.
To drive from the station up to the parade.
Well, that's not happening.
Like a dignitary, like, you know.
Okay.
It's not in the budget?
No, it is definitely not. But you can. We've got a link to the sign up, by the way, at WGNSradio.com/parade, and it talks about our coverage there, but you can get to the sign up for that. But today's the last day. The theme is A Sweet Christmas. So keep that in mind. You can also find that link in the Good Neighbor Events section of the website. Also tonight, John, is the lighting of the downtown Christmas tree.
Oh, that's right.
Tonight, powered by MTE, of course. Main Street, Murfreesboro. So 5 o'clock. I think they light the tree at 6. I think that's right. I may have that wrong. But pictures with Santa. They're going to have music, carriage rides. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that is tonight on the square. So don't forget that. That is coming up. If you would like to go and have breakfast with Santa, you can do that at the Amaville Volunteer Fire Department.
No kidding.
Tomorrow morning.
Get your picture made, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
where is the Amaville Fire Department, Brian? Do you know?
1 Mile Lane in Smyrna.
Okay. I know where that is.
Yeah. So Santa arrives at 8. Breakfast is 7 to 11, but Santa at 8. Okay. Bethlehem Marketplace is also this weekend. Noon until 5. Today or tomorrow and Sunday.
Free admission. It's been running for like 50 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
So they've got that going on, of course, this weekend. World Outreach Church has their Winter Wonderland going. So that's something easy to go to. The Smyrna Christmas Parade is on Sunday as well. And our pals Wayne Blair and Rick Call of the Tuesday Roundtable will be the MCs. It's the 50th annual Town of Smyrna Christmas Parade. And there's no, they don't do an entry fee. What they do is ask all the participants to donate food to for the food drive. So they're going to be, so bring non-perishable food items if you plan to go. Good way to do that. So the Smyrna Parade this weekend, the next weekend, the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade. That's just what's happening this weekend right here in our community. So plenty to go to, plenty to celebrate.
You don't have to look to Nashville.
No.
I mean, you know.
Mm-mm. And,
well, I appreciate it. I think WGNS sent out a map of where you can go to see Christmas lights. Did y'all do that?
It's not us.
But you sent it out.
Yes, that was a news story we had a few weeks back. You can find it, where to see Christmas light displays. That was put together by the Crabtree Homes Group of Exit Realty. So there you go. All right, sports coming up for you right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a hat trick type of night in the NFL for Jahmyr Gibbs.
Goff up under center, single back Gibbs. They give it to Jahmyr. Running outside. Got a blocker. Down to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Wave to him. He's gone, baby. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Tristan Cologne with a nice block to help spring him. 13 yards, and the Lions can double up their lead with the extra point.
You heard it all on the Ticket Lions Radio Network. They defeated the Cowboys 44-30, and Gibbs had 12 carries for 43 yards, 3 touchdowns, plus 7 catches for 77 yards. He has now scored 47 career touchdowns and has tied Barry Sanders for the most touchdowns in a player's first 3 NFL seasons. In the NBA, the Lakers walked it off on a 3-point shot from Rui Hachimura to defeat the Raptors 123-120. The 76ers survived 99-98 against the Warriors, and in the NHL, the Islanders outscored the Avalanche 6-3.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Shop and save. Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
It's the Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew drive-through coffee, and it is Friday. It's December 5th, and at 22 minutes after the hour on Fridays, you know what's up, right? What we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's up.
Well, what we're watching, I wrapped up the morning show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. I wrapped up the season of it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Watching Landman. And guess who's in Landman this season? You know, Billy Bob Thornton is the oil guy. In Landman this season, and the dad of
Sam
Billy
Elliot.
Bob Thornton. Yeah, Sam Elliott. So
he's the dad of Billy Bob Thornton?
He is.
He looks younger than Billy Bob Thornton. Jeez.
So, but I've kind of gotten into that. And that's, I watched the first episode and it comes out every Sunday. So that's one show that I'm watching like on Sundays.
Is it pretty good?
I like it a lot. Yeah. Taylor Sheridan stuff is really good. He's the same guy that did Yellowstone and all. So I have not watched Tulsa King.
I can't get into that. I've been meaning to watch that, but I just haven't. I watched The White Lotus season one, now, and I'm midway through season two.
That's what, Paramount?
I believe it's HBO Max.
Yeah.
I believe. And
I have that in my list to watch, and I haven't yet, but I've heard it's good.
You got to stay with it, but really? It's good. The endings are always good. So I did cheat on the second season because I was running out of time before I had to go to bed. Because it was already 1:30. So I said, okay, I'm just going to skip a couple of episodes. Don't really need to do that, though, because you lose out on some really good... Because it's kind of comedy, but it's also mystery. There's always... Somebody's died at the beginning of it at this resort hotel.
Okay.
And so one was in Hawaii, and this one takes place in Sicily in season two. And only one person has come back for both seasons. It's a different cast every year. But it's pretty good. It's
What was that other show that they had a different
cast? Sydney Sweeney made her big debut, and that's why she's big now. She was in the
really?
First season.
Okay.
Yeah. What were you asking?
There was another show that did that did every season, and it was a different storyline.
Yeah, Ghost Story or...
No. I guess there are several that do that. I know Fargo did it, but that's not the one I'm thinking about. And it's kind of cool. It's a similar show.
You get an ending. You know, to each one.
So kind of like a mini series or something.
Yeah, the language is not good. And I don't think there's any illicit scenes that are just awful or anything. But it's definitely for adults. Mm. Just throw that out there.
Okay.
So I don't know why they have to put words in shows like that.
It's in everything you watch.
It's everything. You can't get away from it. So it'd be PG-13, maybe PG-17. I think it's PG-25.
Oh,
but it's captivates you. I mean, it's pretty good. I also watched, to change the subject a little bit, Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses.
Oh boy,
what do you mean, oh boy? It's a really good movie. It's from Hallmark.
Of course it is.
And then there's
a breakup and then a romance story.
No, this one he's a big conglomerate. President of a company, and he falls in love with this girl, and she's got another guy back home. And so, you know, it's all kind of, that's kind of crazy. And let's see, what else did I watch? Mimi in December, another Hallmark movie. And Three Wisest Men and a Baby, the third, it's a sequel to the first two.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Three Wise Men and a Baby was great. It's funny. It's not, it's funny.
It's about Christmas?
It's a Hallmark. If you watch any Hallmark movie, you need to watch those. Those three. Three Wise Men and a Baby, Three Wiser Men and a Baby, and then Three Wisest Men and a Baby.
Mm.
Okay. So that's, those are my recommendations for Christmas. And you can get Christmas Vacation, I think, on HBO Max, too.
Interesting.
And Elf. So
I know Netflix has gone all Christmas. Last year's big Christmas hit was Carry On, the one with Taron Egerton.
Yes.
It was, you know, the airport and the travel and all that kind of stuff. But they've got several. A Boy Called Christmas from 2021. A Castle for Christmas in 2021. Christmas Chronicles. That's got Kurt Russell in it.
Yeah, there's two of them in there. There's
I think
two.
That's right. Yeah. Have you seen those?
I have.
I thought they were really good. Kurt Russell was great as Santa.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
But let's see. Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square from 2020 is showing
another
on Netflix.
One on, there's another one on Hallmark. It's called The Grand Ole Opry Christmas.
Oh, nice. Lots of Christmas songs, I would imagine, in that one.
I think that's going to be good. I forgot who's the star. Oh, Nikki DeRoach, former Mickey Mouse personality when she was a kid. And James Denton's in it, who was on Desperate Housewives.
Well, that's what we are watching at 728 now.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling your home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move. And we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, ah, we made the right decision. We like everything about the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop. And say,
hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit holyhillchapeltn.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
The Wake Up Crew, poured by 7 Brew Coffee, drive-thru out on in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna, bringing you our time, 7:30 on The Wake Up Crew.
Yeah, today's birthdays, Carly Healy, Jason Ayers, Rob Joyner, Bob Bucciano, Stacey Harrison, and Bobby Stacey. Tomorrow, Michael Fowler, Harrison Bangston, Brett Patterson, Jay Robertson, Ron Byerson, and Cindy Norman. I wonder if it's good to have a December birthday. I guess it's okay.
early.
Yeah, early enough. Yeah. Yeah,
I have an early January birthday, and it's not great. But no. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's gross. Anyway, birthdays, anniversary, send those in now. It's your deadline to get them in, 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade, Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance, Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies, light winds, and highs top out near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Winds remain light. Patchy fog could redevelop in spots. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, partial sunshine possible at times as highs approach 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
Good morning, T-Dot's out here with a couple of accidents. It's actually moving right now, coming in from Wilson County through the Mount Juliet area, on into Hermitage on 40 westbound. A little bit of volume, 65 south at Trinity Lane. It has picked up. Also with more volume, 24 westbound up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or that big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
State Representative Brian Terry of Murfreesboro is taking a firm stance in support of Murfreesboro's legal challenge against the proposed Middle Point landfill expansion, an issue that continues to stir significant controversy in Rutherford County. The dispute centers on a 627-page application from BFI Waste Systems of Tennessee, seeking a 70-foot vertical expansion to accommodate an additional 19 million tons of waste. City officials and the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board argue the proposal bypasses state-mandated regional oversight, prompting a lawsuit requesting an injunction to pause the review process. Terry, a longtime opponent of unchecked landfill growth in his district, stated that the application represents a substantial expansion that must involve regional input. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Department of Children's Services is under renewed scrutiny amid disturbing allegations of sexual assault in facilities housing children in state custody. During a recent legislative hearing, Representative David Hawk of Greenville questioned DCS Commissioner Margie Quinn about anecdotal reports of assaults occurring in co-ed housing placements, particularly those operated by faith-based or nonprofit providers. Quinn acknowledged that boys and girls are housed together in some transitional homes, but said that they're supervised per established staff-to-child ratios. She stated that any assault allegations are formally reported and investigated, either internally or by law enforcement. The allegations have reignited calls for increased oversight and accountability within Tennessee's child welfare system. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back on the Wake Up Crew from WGNS, and right now, it's time for trivia. And apparently this morning I'm going to be quizzed on Christmas trivia.
Yeah, you were not very psyched for this.
No, I'm not.
So,
is more you.
No, not necessarily.
Wow.
You watch Christmas movies.
Ish.
All right, question number one. What city was Kevin McAllister's family traveling to for the holidays in the hit movie Home Alone? Where were they going? I'll give you a hint.
I think it was... okay. Hint?
No. What were you going to say?
I was going to say France.
That's correct.
Is it? Okay.
Paris. Yeah. What year did the film It's a Wonderful Life come out? It was in the 1940s.
1947.
Ooh. So close. 1946.
Okay.
In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Maple syrup?
That's correct. Now, see, you said you were going to be bad at this. In the movie A Christmas Story, what did Ralphie's aunt make him?
Oh, boy. It's been so long since I've seen that one. All I remember is the wagon and the BB gun.
It was a bunny onesie.
Oh.
Dressed him up as a bunny rabbit. Remember that?
Okay.
In the movie The Holiday, where does Cameron Diaz's character Amanda Woods live? Do you ever see it?
No. Neverland?
British countryside. I could have got that one for you. I'm going to skip that one. How many sequels did the 1994 film The Santa Claus spawn? How many are there?
I may get this wrong. I think there are four. Or three. There are three.
Three. What real-life department store is Miracle on 34th Street based on?
I think that's Macy's, isn't it?
That's correct. Well, you're just rolling along here.
Mm.
What food did Kevin McAllister's family order the night before their departure for France? What did the whole family eat?
I believe it was pizza.
That's correct. In the original Frosty the Snowman animated movie, what's the first thing Frosty says when he comes to life?
Happy birthday.
Correct. Good night. And you were worried. What actor played the Grinch in the 2000 live-action movie Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Jim Carrey?
That's correct. What classic Christmas movie inspired the hit TV show The Wonder Years? You've already mentioned this. We've already mentioned this movie.
It's a Wonderful Life?
No, A Christmas Story.
Oh.
Because he's talking, he's narrating it.
Yeah.
What's the title of the movie about a train that carries kids to the North Pole, the movie you hate the worst?
Oh, shoot.
Or Dalton, maybe. He didn't like it. Tom Hanks.
Polar Express?
Yes. When was the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer TV special first aired? I would be the only one that probably know this.
I can't read the Roman numerals that are still on it, but I'm going to say 1953.
No, that's way too early. Give you one more
too
try.
Too early?
Yeah. It was in the 60s.
So I'm going to say 63.
Well, that was close. 1964. I was just a little kid, but I remember that day.
I knew it. When you said 60s, I thought it was around the time President Kennedy was shot.
In Elf, what department store does Buddy work at? Not Macy's, but the other store. It's in Miracle on 34th Street, Macy's, and they were battling with...
I can't remember.
Gimbel's. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what does Clark want to buy with his bonus?
Swimming pool, I think.
That's correct. Do I have time for one more? I don't have time. Sorry. You're good, though. You did great.
Well, that's a little Christmas trivia for you here this morning on The Wake Up Crew.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
And I would highly recommend Adam's Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adam's Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
The Wake Up Crew poured by 7 Brew Drive-Through Coffee in Murfreesboro on Thompson Lane, just off Sam Ridley in Smyrna. It's Friday morning. It's December the 5th. Thanks for waking up with us here on The Wake Up Crew, finishing out our week here on episode 1802. We're saying good morning today to Kaysen Glover. Kaysen Grover, the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for helping to repair with a home project. Did it with skill and efficiency. Kaysen Grover today, the recipient of flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, plus WGNS Radio. We've been doing this good neighbor thing for decades, and partnering with us all of these many years have been our friends at Ryan Flowers. So thanks to Jenny Harrison and her staff there. And our good neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and proud to honor those who make a difference here in our community. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. That gets them to us. And of course, after that, we'll take care of the rest. So thanks to whoever sent in Kaysen's name, and congratulations to Kaysen, our good neighbor today. Well, the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Christmas lights, wrapping paper piles, the cozy homes aglowing. MTE makes every memory bright this season. More than electricity, it's good energy from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Nice, guys.
Hey, John, if liars' pants really did catch fire, watching the news would be a lot more fun, wouldn't it?
Replay. I think that sounded really better the second time.
Well, I didn't wait. I just went ahead and did it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I thought it was good. Thumbs up. Finish the week strong.
That was one that was probably not necessary for a pause.
No, you even got good scores from Dalton this week.
Santa was kind of rough, though. Whew.
The Santa. Oh, yeah, that kind of messed up the whole week, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Seven out of eight?
What was it? Switches and
eight and seven. I think you were one over 500.
Yeah,
but you had to do, I mean, like repetitive 15 jokes in a row. That's hard.
Switches and toys or something. Whatever.
I think Santa might have had a little attitude.
It seemed like it, but you know, you're his representative or whatnot.
Regional manager.
What have we learned today?
Yes, you
Well, we talked a little bit about what you're doing for Christmas. I guess next week I'll talk a little bit about my Christmas. We had a Christmas memory.
Well, our plans are very fluid, I think, at this moment.
Yeah.
I think ours will settle down once Bobby gets married this next year, and I think we'll settle into a family pattern.
Yeah, it's just hard. Once everybody starts getting married and they have babies and stuff, it's just hard. There's two sides of the family.
Yeah.
So Samantha and Brett go to his parents on Christmas Eve after the Christmas Eve service at church. I go home, just kind of watch TV or something. Then they come home, and then the kids spend the night with me. And then we open up presents on Christmas morning, and we spend all day together. A lot of times we go to a movie
on
Christmas Day. So that's our ritual.
We used to do that when they were little. We'd always go in the evening.
And everybody else in my family, we do it on the Monday after.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we've been doing that for several years.
That's a nice little way to do it, because your girls are teenagers now.
So yeah.
Kind of grown.
But they still want to come over to my side to spend the night. When Santa comes.
That's nice.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's cool, though. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a memory they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christmas tree lighting tonight. Don't forget about it. All kinds of things going on this weekend. So check it out on our Good Neighbor Events section if you want to find some good Christmas things to do. Getting out of here with our Christmas song of the day.
Santa baby.
Little Santa baby.
Just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Well, we do hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we'll be back Monday morning with another Santa Wake Up Crew. Baby, see you then.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots very early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies, light winds, and highs top out near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Winds remain light. Patchy fog could redevelop in spots. Lows drop to 30. And then Saturday, partial sunshine possible at times as highs approach 50. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford.